know if momentum's an overused word or not, but what can you bring from your last game into this road trip starting tonight?
Oh, we would package our last two really together as kind of a learning tool. We were in alone in New York four times and cracked a couple of posts. There was enough offense there to win a hockey game, but there wasn't enough defense to go with it. So the next night, the opposite happens. We probably get less offense, score more goals, but our defensive game was quite a bit more solid. So we'll look at that in here tonight. You know, you both teams come in feeling good about their last game, excited about tonight. It's not back-to-back, so we'll both have pretty similar legs. Both teams are really young, and it'll be a pretty exciting game. It'll be a very quick game tonight.
Based on the skate, you'll go with the same lineup tonight?
Correct.
Well, you're not in the business of being able to conserve energy. So what's the key when you've got these kind of back-to-backs on the road?
Shift length more than anything else. You coach the game that you're in. You have a mindset that you're going back-to-back, but that can't be your original plan. How you come off the bench the first two or three rotations is pretty standard in every game, and then power plays, penalty kills, the timeout whistles will affect how you as the coach decide to run the numbers, how many minutes a guy's get. But the shift length, being able to stay in a short shift environment, their recovery stays strong. Usually, your energy across the bench is better. That's the area that we look at more than anything on back to back.
What all goes into the decision of when you'll insert Jacob?
An opportunity to go in. One, the performance of the players that are in the lineup now has to be important, and just getting him on the ice and getting him some time here, getting him comfortable. Sooner rather than later. But we will want to put him in a place. It's going to be a tough call based on last night's game. And really, for some of them, when the player has to come out, we want it to be the right time.
Did the back-to-back factor in at all in the decision?
I would say that you're more open to putting a new player in on back-to-back, fresh legs, that kind of idea. But we'll look at the minutes. The guys that take the big minutes are staying in anyway. So it's not like you're going to get a huge jump boost because a guy comes in.
What have you noticed with Nick Batan in the last couple of games, especially in terms of maybe hanging on to the puck a bit more and how he's finding his way in that top six?
His game is quicker, right? And we'll go back to last year when he came up. There was a major difference between his first tour and how he played at the end of the year in terms of his understanding of how fast you have to move. So young players come in and they slow the game down with their hands instead of their feet. So in order to slow the game down, you got to speed it up first. And he's done a better job with that. And I think playing with Blake, a comfort level with our team, playing with Blake, who encourages the young players to make plays, to play their game. He's a little bit more relaxed. I think he's probably processing far less now when he's out there. He understands our style. Again, Pascal Vincent does a really, really strong job in terms of defining the game for those players. So they, when they get here, we're not taking them to the board to show them where they're supposed to be or the changes they have to make. So it's a much simpler transition for those young men.
He's been open to playing on the wing if you want him there, but yeah. You can see the comfort level at center is just a more advanced right at the stage of his career.
I think he can play both. The question at center ice isn't a game-to-game question. It's can you play center ice at his size over 82? And part of that means who you're playing against and who you're playing with. But being a two-position player now is great for us. To have more centermen in our lineup that can play the wing, it's really important.
How about the little stretch that Connor's on right now in goal? Can you talk about how he sort of stepped forward?
Well, we wanted to give both of them a chance to feel like they get games under their belt, and then we wanted to give probably both of them an opportunity to have an off night or not a great and come back. So two of his last three games have been very, very strong. He comes back in here tonight. Now he has the at least mental feeling that he's in a bit of a rhythm and he's in a bit of a role, and that's the goal, right? We have to get one of those guys into a rhythm.
Last year, his ability to handle workload last year, does that help? He probably played some of his best hockey in that 12 stretch
right.
in a row. Did that factor in now too?
It's not a cause for concern, right, the workload. So we're comfortable with a bigger workload. But go back the year prior, he'd play 3 and 3 nights. So they have in their memory bank, they feel that they can do it. Finding the right rhythm, sometimes is a challenge. That's the things that we talk about in the coach's office, and then our schedule factors into it.
How do you think these teenagers are coming in and having just kind of like a seamless transition and impact? Patrick's one of them, but there's a lot around.
I think the kids are better, right? When they come to our game now, they're far more advanced than an 18-year-old was 10 years ago. And the game has completely changed since 2006, where you don't have to wait for a kid to put 15 pounds on just to play in our league. That, and there's some of it's mental for the coaches. It's okay, you know, that you can live with the mistakes. The veteran players in our room anyway are far more open and accepting of young players and the mistakes and the process that they have to go through getting back out on the ice, and the kids, there's a confidence level of these guys too, right? They bring a lot of energy. It's so exciting to be in the NHL. They're happy there every day, and we like to use that.
Their development then, obviously, getting them to that stage has sped up that process.
They're just so much more mature physically than they used to be, right? The training techniques on these guys, they've had elite training for some of them since they were 12 and 13 years old, and now they skate as well, some of these better than the older players. That's what we're seeing around the league, that the speed of this game is changing, the value of the player, and if you can skate, you can play.